Breeze 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. The Charlotte Rescue Mission provides critical services to men and women mired in drug addiction and alcohol. For families grappling with homelessness, the Rescue Mission is an important lifeline that saves individuals and families from sleeping on the streets. The Charlotte Rescue Mission's Dove's Nest Division is an especially critical component that helps women throughout the city of Charlotte. Now, Dove's Nest, new multi-million dollar facility, will provide greater resources for women in need. This morning, Linda Curry, Program Director of the Dove's Nest Division of the Charlotte Rescue Mission, will share with us the exciting news about their new facility and some of the critical services they're providing for men, women, and children in the city of Charlotte.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Linda, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am so excited about the dedication of the new Dove's Nest facility. I know that you guys are excited. Tell me a little bit about what will be taking place in a couple of weeks with regard to the new Dove Nest facility.
Okay, well, we're going to have our kind of grand open, our dedication of the facility on Sunday, September 23rd. Mm-hmm. It's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, so we'd like to invite, you know, the public to come out and join us. And it'll be, you know, the ribbon cutting and dignitaries here, you know, a few little speeches, and then we're going to open the building up for people to come in and tour the building.
Okay. It's an extraordinary statement of commitment for the Charlotte Rescue Mission to launch this kind of facility. I understand that it was once a 12-bed facility. Now it's 120 beds?
Correct. We went from a 3,500-square-foot small home in Dilworth mm-hmm. to this new building, which is 45,500 square feet. So,
wow.
From 12 beds to, it'll be 120 total beds, mm-hmm. 90 for women, and up to 30 children.
Wow. So, and I take it this is a multi-million dollar facility?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. So talk about some of the funding streams that allowed the Charlotte Rescue Mission to proceed with this project.
Oh, wow. We've been so blessed with such support from this community. A majority of our support comes from just people's hearts, you know, where people just are ongoing donors that donate either on a monthly basis or a couple of times a year.
Right.
Then, of course, we were able to get a couple of grants. Wells Fargo gave some money. And just various grants. We're not a we're a Christian organization, mm-hmm. so and we don't take governmental kind of funding. So it's just amazing that we've been able to raise the money. Mm-hmm. It was a $11.2 million project, and we've been able to raise all of the money except for we need another $1.2 million, and that's operating costs for the next 3 years.
Wow.
So we've raised the money to pay for, you know, the bricks and the mortar and mm-hmm. all of that. We just know that we needed to raise money for 3 years of operating expenses.
Right. Now, the Charlotte Rescue Mission has been a staple of this community since 1938, from grappling with the persistence of homelessness to battling alcohol and drug addiction. Talk a little bit about the mission and philosophy of the Charlotte Rescue Mission.
Well, you're correct in exactly what you said. And, you know, our whole mission is to minister the good news of Christianity to individuals that are, you know, caught up in poverty or homelessness and chemical addiction.
Right.
Yeah, and we do that through an intensive process where we use spiritual principles. We address their physical, social, psychological, vocational needs mm-hmm. while they're with us.
Mm-hmm. Now, the core principle of and strength of the Charlotte Rescue Mission is the promulgation of its spiritual tenets. Talk a little bit about why the Christian faith is so central to the work that you do.
Well, we just believe that that's really where the power is, mm-hmm. you know, for you know, the power to transform a life is really done through those spiritual principles. through developing a personal relationship with God through Christ.
Right, right.
So, and we also believe in 12 steps, the 12-step recovery model.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize, but 12-step recovery model comes from spiritual principles. Their roots are based in Christianity.
Right, right.
So it's really, we just provide the soil in which people can come and feel safe and nurtured and loved and not judged. And we try to teach them about the disease of addiction,
mm-hmm.
Introduce them to spiritual principles, allow them to begin to build their own relationship with Christ. And God really is the one who transforms their lives. We're just a vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of people in the Charlotte community that are dealing with a bevy of issues. Talk a little bit about the challenges you face as a ministry, particularly as people and as the numbers grow in this particular community.
Okay. I guess the biggest challenge is, for Dove's Nest, it's always been a small community, so it's easy to create that safe, nurturing, home-like environment.
Mm-hmm.
So as you grow numbers, and of course you build a building this size, it's how do you continue to give that feeling of home, of
yeah.
safety, of that it's very personal touch. So that is the biggest hurdle. It's how do you take a program that was built for 12 and keep the integrity of that program
mm-hmm.
for 90 women plus children. So we're being very mindful about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing discussion. We have a framework of which where we've started from. But what I do know is that as things continue to unfold, the program will teach us what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll start, and then we'll pay attention to what it needs and adjust it as we go.
Yeah, yeah. Talk a little bit about the women that are in, I hesitate to say in desperate need, but the folks that are in need of your resources. Talk a little bit about some of the events in their lives
okay.
That precipitate their need for your resources.
Sure. A composite picture of an average Dove's Nest woman is that she's usually somewhere between the age of 35, 45, although I believe they're getting a little younger, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But when they hit the doors of Dove's Nest, they are hopeless. They're spiritually depleted. Many of them have considered suicide, maybe have made the attempts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel worthy. They don't believe that they can ever live a life that's clean and sober. They may have had some involvement with the law, may have been in prison, may have been in jail, may be on probation. 95% of the women that come have been abused in one form or another,
right.
whether it started in childhood or whether it was, you know, as an adult and just by nature of living the lifestyle that she's been living. Addiction takes you through living hell on earth, and it takes you to places that you never dreamed you'd ever be in.
Yeah,
These women are beautiful women. I'm excited about adding the children to the mix because many of the adult women have been the children, and they never had an opportunity for somebody to intervene when they were a child and teach them about the chaos and what was going on in their lives and help them to understand. So we have the opportunity to engage with the children and begin to help them to understand along with the moms.
Yeah.
And maybe make a difference in those children's lives that maybe they won't go down that path. Or if they do find themselves headed down that path, there will have been seeds planted at a young age that they'll know that there's another way.
Is your assessment of many of these children that they too are broken or spiritually broken in many
yes,
ways?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Spiritually broken.
Hmm.
You know, many of the children, as a child, you oftentimes feel like it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Or you become the parent to your adult mother. You're more of the parent. You know, you may be 10 years old, and you're kind of playing that parent role to that mother.
Right.
So the children have definitely been affected mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. There are many moms living over in the shelter with children, and the the bottom line, what got them there is addiction.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the interesting things that really excited me about your program, and, you know, I had an opportunity to interview Shante Anderson a few months back, but it was exciting to, what's exciting to me is helping those who need your resources to become self-sufficient. And I think that is a critical part of your program. Talk a little bit about how you would help folks achieve self-sufficiency.
Okay. Well, the first thing we want to do is bring them in, and oftentimes people say, well, do they work while they're there? No, they don't do outside work. The work that's being done is the internal work to build a solid foundation. We want to build a solid foundation of recovery, because if they don't have that, nothing else is going to matter. They can go out and get a job, maybe put together a resume and get a job, but eventually they'll lose it because of their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing is building that solid foundation of recovery. And,
right.
and we do that from working on the inside out. And then once we take them through that process, and an average length of stay with us is 4.5 to 5 months. She's with us generally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so once we get that foundation of recovery going, then we can start talking about, you know, how do you put a resume together? How do you interview for jobs? How do you dress for success? Those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we work with them with a discharge plan. We have a collaboration with the YWCA Women in Transition.
Mm-hmm.
The woman can transfer from Dove's Nest over to the YWCA. We subsidize their first 2 months' fees over there.
Right.
So that gives them an opportunity to start looking for the job. They have excellent case managers that then engage the woman with some of those other things I've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We stay involved as well with the women coming back here for aftercare group. We have an alumni association. But we don't want to foster a dependency.
Right,
We kind of wean them off, but we just don't kick them to the curb.
Yeah.
And gradually, you know, they begin to... I'll see less and less of them, you know, showing up here except for occasions, and they start to get jobs, and they start to become contributing members of our community, and that's the bottom line. We want them to restore their self-esteem, their integrity, their beliefs in themselves. We want them to become homeowners and business owners, and these people are smart, talented, often very gifted people. That have just lost all hope and all sense of themselves.
Yeah, and life has a way of throwing curveballs.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I wrote that in an email to somebody this morning.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah, and you know, one of the troubling things about having to deal with addiction and alcohol abuse and all of those kind of things is, again, being spiritually broken. But then when you have a facility and a program like yours, which helps people become self-sufficient, it is a wonderful thing. Talk a little bit about some of the success rates that you've seen since being at Dove's Nest.
Well, you know, being a 120-day program, or, you know, they're here 4.5, 5 months,
mm-hmm.
our completion rate is like 70%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think national average on a 30-day treatment program is like maybe 20%.
Right.
So just the fact that a woman comes here and stays that length of time is big and important.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do the follow-up of how long they stay clean and sober.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm blinking on the statistics. That's terrible. Of
That's
that.
Okay.
But they do stay clean and sober.
Yeah.
We do see them coming back and participating in our alumni. And not only that, we see them coming back and giving back.
Mm-hmm.
to the residents that come behind them,
mm-hmm.
which is big and important, too. They get involved in volunteer work. They get involved in service type of work,
right.
And giving back.
If you will, your relationship with the city of Charlotte and, of course, the business community, because as the folks are exiting your program and successfully scoring jobs, I know that there's a relationship somewhere in order for these folks to transition to finding gainful employment. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the business community as well as the city of Charlotte.
Well, we've been so blessed that, you know, many of the women are able to get jobs. Sometimes it is tough because they have, you know, oftentimes backgrounds or records that follow them.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be real honest with you, there's been situations where a Dove's Nest graduate has gone into a workplace. She has made a good impression in that workplace, and because of that good impression, that employer was willing to give the next Dove's Nest, you know, alumni an opportunity or a chance.
Wow.
It just happens that way. Of course, they use things like voc rehab, and maybe they go back to school over at CPCC, the Charlotte Community Culinary School. Mm-hmm. Some of them have gone back to school and gotten a culinary degree. It's just various places in the community that have given, you know, been willing to give a woman an opportunity.
Yeah.
And these jobs aren't big banking jobs, you know, but they're jobs, it's a starting point.
Absolutely.
And then they can build upon that, and they do. I even had one of the residents who couldn't find a job because mm-hmm. of her background, mm-hmm. but she started crocheting baby blankets, which
right.
just took off like wildfire. And the next thing you know, she had her own little business going called the Stitch of Faith.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is wonderful. And it really harkens back to the days where when times get tough, you have to be inventive. You have to learn how to really dig deep and be the kind of person that actually finds a way out of no way, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That you persevere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't give up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you hold on to hope. And those are all the things that we teach them here.
Yeah, yeah. I was struck by, again, your efforts to conquer those feelings of shame, worthlessness, inferiority, a host of other mental and spiritual challenges that women in particular face. So is it your assessment that there needs to be, particularly with other types of programs, there needs to be a faith component so that people understand that dealing with these from a spiritual perspective is probably more superior than I don't want to besmirch any other program,
no, right,
but there is something about the spiritual component that helps people achieve the kind of self-sufficiency that you talk about.
Well, that's my belief.
Yeah.
That's what we believe, of course. As human beings, we're all faulty, mm-hmm. and we let each other down when, at times, and we disappoint one another, not meaning to,
yeah.
but we do.
Yeah.
And so if you allow, example, another human being to be your higher power,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
then that higher power lets you down, then what does that leave you with?
Right, right.
It leaves you, you know, empty. But if you have a belief and a faith in God or your a higher power or God or however that individual needs to define that for themselves,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then that gives you something to hold on to, something to believe in. And, you know, we often say we're a Christian program, but we're not a religious program. And
yeah.
what we mean by that is, we don't cram religion down anybody's throat. We give them an opportunity to explore that within themselves,
mm-hmm,
and to
mm-hmm.
define that and to grow in that.
Yeah.
A spiritual walk isn't something that happens overnight. It's a process. For someone, I know my own spiritual growth and my own relationship with Christ is different today than it was 20 years ago,
yeah,
25 years ago. And people need to be given the place to explore that and grow in that.
Which leads me to the next question, and it's this. Why, Linda Curry, are you so adamant and so dedicated to the Charlotte Rescue Mission's Dove's Nest program?
Well, honestly, because I've been one of these women in the past.
Right.
I have been able to have a beautiful life living clean and sober for the past 27 years.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, praise God. And it is only through that relationship with God. And I know the person that I am today is not the person that I was 27 years ago.
Praise God.
But I also know the person I am today is not the person I was 10 years ago. It's a continuing walk.
Amen.
It's a continuing spiritual journey, if you will. And nobody crammed it down my throat. So, you know, you tend to tell an addict or alcoholic what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in our nature that just rebels against that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
But if you just provide me a safe place, you provide the water to drink, you know, I'm thirsty enough, I'm going to drink it, you know, eventually. And so, you talked about shame. I'll talk about that for a second, because
sure.
that is, for a woman, one of the core issues. I believe it's the core issue of addiction, is that sense of shame. And shame is that belief in, it's a belief that internally I think that, you know, I am deformed and I am defective and I am not like other normal human beings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That there's something defective about me. And if I believe that, and nobody helps me to change that belief, then I'm never going to succeed
yeah.
at anything, because I don't believe I'm worthy of it,
mm-hmm.
of success. And so oftentimes an addict is so fearful, they're so fearful of success.
Mm.
And there's that core shameful belief that believes that I'm not worthy of it.
Mm. Wow. But your program effectively enables folks to surmount those kinds of feelings, and I am just thrilled that you guys exist in this city. From 1992 to this point forward, in terms of the Dove's Nest program, 12 beds to 120 beds. That is an absolutely amazing achievement. Talk a little bit, as we, because you have just about a minute left in the show.
Okay.
Talk a little bit again about what will be happening at the dedication.
It'll be, pray for a beautiful day. It's going to be an outside ceremony. There'll be dignitaries here speaking.
Okay.
There's going to be a choir here, an orchestra here that's going to be doing music. You know, we'll have the keynote speaker and the ribbon cutting, and then we're going to welcome the community to come in and tour and see this beautiful facility that they helped to build.
Absolutely.
I want to say thank you to this community. It's this building and all of what we're doing here is because of many minds, hearts, hands, and feet of many beautiful people in this Charlotte community.
Absolutely.
So it's not just the Charlotte Rescue Mission Dove's Nest, it's what we have done as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be many opportunities for people to come in and volunteer and walk alongside of us and continue in relationship with us.
Okay.
And be a part of what they have built.
Amen.
Community.
Well, again, I am certainly excited and thrilled and just proud of the work that you guys are doing here in Charlotte. It is an absolutely amazing thing to see ministry at work, not just in the four walls of the church, but actually at work. And I am so blessed to have an opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been an honor to have my voice heard, so thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I'd like to again thank Linda Curry, Program Director of the Dove's Nest Program, a division of the Charlotte Rescue Mission. I'm thrilled that the facility's expansion and new facility will provide beds, services, and a host of other programs for women grappling with alcohol and drug addiction, and of course, homelessness. It's good to know that there are dedicated people and entities in Charlotte that care for women and men in need. Please, if you can help with donations or in some other way, log on to www.charlotterescuemission.org. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.